Wisdom That Fulfills God's Purpose, May 24. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. All the varied capabilities that men possess, of mind and soul and body, are given them by God, to be so employed as to reach the highest possible degree of excellence. But this cannot be a selfish and exclusive culture, for the character of God, whose likeness we are to receive, is benevolence and love. Every faculty, every attribute, with which the Creator has endowed us is to be employed for His glory and for the uplifting of our fellow men. And in this employment is found its purest, noblest, and happiest exercise. Were this principle given the attention which its importance demands, there would be a radical change in some of the current methods of education. Instead of appealing to pride and selfish ambition, kindling a spirit of emulation, teachers would endeavor to awaken the love of goodness and truth and beauty, to arouse the desire for excellence. The student would seek the development of God's gifts in himself, not to excel others, but to fulfill the purpose of the Creator and to receive His likeness. Instead of being directed to merely earthly standards, or being actuated by the desire for self-exaltation, which in itself dwarfs and belittles, the mind would be directed to the Creator, to know Him and to become like Him. The great work of life is character building, and a knowledge of God is the foundation of all true education. The law of God is a reflection of His character. Hence the psalmist says, "All thy commandments are righteousness, and through thy precepts I get understanding." God has revealed Himself to us in His Word and in the works of creation. Through the volume of inspiration and the book of nature we are to obtain a knowledge of God. It is a law of the mind that it gradually adapts itself to the subjects upon which it is trained to dwell. If occupied with commonplace matters only, it will become dwarfed and enfeebled. If never required to grapple with difficult problems, it will after a time almost lose the power of growth. As an educating power the Bible is without a rival. In the Word of God the mind finds subject for the deepest thought, the loftiest aspiration. The Bible is the most instructive history that men possess. It came fresh from the fountain of eternal truth, and a divine hand has preserved its purity through all the ages.